This recording, Brazil 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I'm a Brazilian student here at the University of Nevada, living in the United States for about 9 years now, and coming from São Paulo, Brazil, where I was raised, of course. And here I lived in Los Angeles first, stayed there for about 5 years, and now I've been living in Las Vegas, Nevada, for about 4 years. Well, Brazil is pretty much different from the United States, weather-wise, and also like the people. Usually people from America, when they come to Brazil, they get a lot of fun, and they have a lot of fun with us. We are very friendly. We like to talk to people a lot, party a lot, go to the beach, everybody together. And I think like people from other countries, they like that, they appreciate that, because we bring the people close to us. We are very nice in welcoming people to our country, and I think it's really nice. People appreciate that. I enjoy being in the United States. I like to study here, learn the language, and my favorite things, of course, is like studying, reading. I love dance because I was like a professional dancer, and now I do theater, which helps me also with my body and other things, and acting wise. And in Brazil I did that for a while too, dancing and also theater. What else would I say? I enjoy going to the movies. I enjoy like being outdoors. And I have a small family. I don't have like brothers or sisters. I have my mother with me right now. And my father, he passed away when I was about 16 years old. But I was always very close to the family. When I moved here, it was really hard because I would be calling my mother like every single day for 40 minutes each phone call, so it was very expensive for me to be calling and everything.